Open Borders Lobby, Amnesty for Illegal Aliens Hinges on Kamala Harris. By John Binder on October 5, 2021. A number of open borders lobbying groups have written to Vice President Kamala Harris, warning her that it is up to her to get amnesty for illegal aliens passed out of the United States Senate. Twice, Senate Democrats have brought amnesty plans to the Senate parliamentarian seeking approval to slip the measures into a filibuster-proof budget reconciliation package. Each time, the amnesty proposals were rejected. Since then, some Senate Democrats have suggested they will take a third plan to the Senate parliamentarian for approval. One that would give parole status to the majority of the 11 to 22 million illegal aliens living in the U.S. so they could remain in the country. In a letter, though, Open Borders groups said passing a massive amnesty, where illegal aliens secure green cards and naturalized American citizenship, is up to Harris. Despite the repeated, unfortunate, and misguided advice of the Senate parliamentarian on this question, as the presiding officer of the Senate, it is ultimately up to you to decide whether to take action to make a pathway to citizenship possible, the groups write. You are legally authorized to reach a conclusion independent from the Senate parliamentarian's erroneous advisory opinion, and to clear the path for Democrats to finally deliver on the promise of legalization. This is a crucial moment, where millions of immigrants living in the United States are relying on you to take a major step towards reforming our broken immigration system, lifting the constant fear of deportation for them and their family members and finally offering them an opportunity to fully integrate into our society. Emphasis added. We, as organizations representing impacted memberships, mobilized Black, Brown, and OPI voters in the 2020 election. With Democratic control of the White House, Senate, and House of Representatives, Democrats now have the unique opportunity to deliver on a policy that over 70% of Americans strongly support. An opportunity that Democrats cannot allow an unelected parliamentarian to derail. You, through your constitutional role as the president and presiding officer of the Senate, have the power to clear the path for legislation that will transform the lives of millions of undocumented immigrants, their families, their communities, and the entire country. Emphasis added. The groups who signed the letter include those with ties to billionaire George Soros, including United We Dream, the Center for Popular Democracy, New York Immigration Coalition, and CASA in Action. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.